Recording from Marion County on KMUZ Turner. This is Waste Matters on the Air, the show that talks trash about waste and how to prevent it.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. This is Alan Pennington. This must be the second Thursday of the month, and you must be listening to Waste Matters on the Air, KMUZ 88.5 and 100.7 FM, the show that delves into issues around waste and how to prevent it. Again, I'm your host, Alan Pennington, a Waste Reduction Coordinator of Marion County Environmental Services, and I'm here in the studio today with my guests, Carrie Blaylock and Kaylee Westerman of Environmental Services of Marion County Public Works, and they are two environmental specialists here to talk to us about something important here in a minute. You'll just have to wait and find out, but first, I've got something you need to know about. Yeah. Right, Kaylee?
That's right, Alan.
Thank you. Well, it ain't November, but I want you to get this on your calendar. Tuesday, November 21st, that's the Tuesday before Thanksgiving, at 7 p.m., the Salem Progressive Film Series will be showing a film called Death by Design. It's a documentary that documents the hidden environmental cost of the in-our-lifetime electronics explosion. Now, what I mean by that? Well, here's some numbers for you. By 2020, that's only 3 years away, 4 billion people on the planet will have a personal computer, and 5 billion people will own a mobile phone of some sort. And the kicker in all this, there is a constant need to upgrade and maintain these devices. And a lot of times they become outdated within months of purchase. So how do we deal with this onslaught of all this stuff? Well, the challenges in managing this environmental impact from their manufacture, disposable, and then the repair are all covered in the film. After the film is over, there's going to be some local electronics folks who will be discussing options to trashing one's electronics. And we will have a special guest, a personal hero of mine, a fellow by the name of Kyle Wiens, W-I-E-N-S, and I'm just guessing that's how you pronounce that name. He's from Bend, Oregon, and he is the CEO of a company, a repair and reuse company called iFixit.com, and he's going to be Skyping in from California, and actually you're going to see Kyle in the film. So mark that on your calendar right now. I'll give you 3 seconds to do that. Time's up. Okay, so again, we are here today on our show, Waste Matters on the Air, and generally we talk about waste and how to prevent it. Well, we're gonna kind of shift gears a little bit today. We're going to talk about something else we're kind of going to talk about waste, but one of the things that a lot of you might not know is that, again, I work for Marion County Public Works Environmental Services, and we have a solid waste department, and that's the department I'm in. And that means all the waste that we're talking about is everything that's a material. And so the materials that are disposed of, whether it's the garbage or the recycled or whether it gets composted, all of those things fall under the purview of solid waste. And then there's also some of those times those things get buried. Like, for example, we have some landfills in Marion County. There's one that's out on McClay Road, just outside of the city, and it's been closed for some time, but we have to maintain it and make sure that it stays where it's supposed to and that it doesn't get into the groundwater. We also have one out at Browns Island, which is still an active landfill. It used to be one where people actually threw all sorts of stuff in for many years, but now it's only for inert materials, usually construction materials, that won't really go anywhere and won't decompose like food would. And then we also got an ash monofill up in Woodburn where we put the ash that comes out of the incinerator. Solid waste materials. And then there's also, we have a weed control district, which has nothing to do with any cannabis, but we do have folks here that help out with keeping weeds in our agricultural lands in check. And then we also have a parks department. And I want to throw this out as a challenge to my colleagues here who I work with, that are also in environmental services. How many parks are there in the Marion County system? You have 3 seconds. Do, do, do.
25.
Do, 22. Do.
22 comes in closer. There are exactly 21. Wow. You guys should know better. Of course, I didn't know until I looked it up today. There's 17 that are developed, and then there are 4 undeveloped parks. How many of them can you camp in?
One.
Just one. And what's the name of it?
Bear Creek.
Ooh, Bear Creek. You're right. Good job, Carrie. That was Carrie saying that. Kylie, well, we're going to cut her some slack. She's fairly new to the system, but we will get to that. So my two guests today, they operate the 4th leg of environmental services, and they are in the water quality section over there. And so before we get into what that means, let's let them tell us a little bit about themselves. So, Carrie, tell us, our audience, about Carrie Blaylock.
Well, Alan, as you said, I'm an environmental specialist with Marion County at Public Works. I've been there for 5 years as a full-time water quality environmental specialist. I moved up here from Texas about 20 years ago and got my degree from Oregon State in environmental science. I also work with geographic information systems. I've certified in GIS.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And she's another person who says Texas is a great place to be from.
Absolutely.
I always say that about Arkansas. You know what I'm not saying? I'm going to go to it, just from it. Okay, yeah. So Miss Kaylee.
Yes. So I am pretty new. I've been here at Marion County for a full 4 whopping months. But I am the co-partner to Carrie in the Water Quality Division with Marion County Public Works. I got my undergrad at Willamette, so I've been here. I came to Oregon to go to school at Willamette, got my degree in environmental science, went back to school to get my master's at Portland State, and focused on sustainability education. So I've got a focus on both sustainability, environmental science, and then education. But I work with Carrie really doing the outreach and water quality, so getting the word out there about what we can do as individuals, as groups, to really improve our water around Marion County.
And we're really glad to have you.
Oh, thanks.
Yes, Kaylee. We are.
And Kaylee was also a basketball player at Willamette.
That is true. Yeah, 4 years.
And I hear that you were the first female to be offered a contract to play in the NBA, but you turned it down to work for Marion County Public Works.
You know, I just had to do what I had to do.
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys, so today it's a rainy day out there, and we are live here in the studio here at KMUZ, and looking out my window into the beautiful parking lot at Marion County Public Works Environmental Services, I see the water pooling, and then it runs to some corner of the parking lot, and it goes somewhere. So that has something to do with water quality, I think. So I want to pass this off. You guys can look at each other and decide who's going to answer what, but I want y'all to kind of tell us, our audience, a little bit about what Marion County's water quality section does.
Well, I'll jump in first here, Alan. So the water quality program actually coordinates the county's response to federal and state clean water regulations with the goal to protect streams' health. What you're talking about and referring to is stormwater in particular, and we do regulate or are authorized in that through the National Pollutant Discharge Elimination System, which is a Clean Water Act permit program.
Okay. That's a mouthful.
I know.
Yeah. Okay. So, Kaylee, can you jump in on some of that?
Yeah, I mean, she gave a great framework. So Marion County, we're responsible for, upholding those permits and making sure that as a county, we are following exactly what we are set out to do as far as water quality goes and making sure we're hitting our targets. Beyond that, we're focused on, not only water quality, surface and stormwater. A huge component is outreach and education. And so that's a big part of my job is not only doing the work, but sharing the work and making sure that everyone is aware of our efforts and how to also be involved. So that's a really big part of protecting streams, protecting our rivers in Marion County is making sure that all of our residents, commercial businesses, that they are also involved in that too.
Okay. And so when you guys operate, you tend to operate outside of the cities, mostly in the rest of the county, because I know the city of Salem has their own water quality people. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. We actually are permitted, as I say, under that jurisdiction, and we are outside of the city limits. And most of our management area is around the edges of Salem, Turner, Kaiser. We pick up all of the urbanized stormwater from outside the city.
Okay.
We also have a surface water quality program, the TMDL, which is total maximum daily load. We have an allocation for that, and that is basically ensuring that pollution is prevented in surface waters throughout the county.
Okay. We'll take your word for that. So thinking about something, I mean, that's kind of an 8 miles high flying over view of what you guys do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna think about something practical here. So one of the things I've noticed inside the city of Salem, or a lot of times I'll go in a neighborhood, like in my neighborhood. Well, I don't have very many curbs in my neighborhood, but some of the neighborhoods close to my house have curbs, and they've got these little markers with fish on them. It says, dump no waste, drains to stream. Is that something that you guys do, and what's that all about?
Yeah, absolutely. I believe it was about 7 years ago, is that, was really when those drain markers were put down, for at least in the county. But like you said, they're across the city. You know, they're very a popular tool, but really they're used as an education tool to notify the public and anyone else who's walking and can see a storm drain, to get at the misconception that just like your toilet or your sink, that the water that goes into a storm drain gets filtered somehow. And that's just not the case. So those drain markers are really, they're advising people and reminding people to not dump anything, not putting paint, not putting, anything really. It's meant to be stormwater that goes in those things, because it drains out to the streams and to the rivers. And it, and so there's really no, after it gets in the drain, there's no way to filter it. And so we're really trying with those markers to just raise awareness that these are meant for stormwater. We need to try and avoid litter, avoid even leaves, plugging up the storm drains, causing flooding, but really trying to advise folks that it's meant for stormwater, it's meant for water, and it's really meant to prevent flooding, because it discharges directly into the streams. And if we're dumping pollutants, we're putting chemicals, we're putting paint, oil, whatever it is, that's eventually going to get out into our streams and affect our water quality, our drinking water, wildlife, et cetera.
So what you're telling me is, since I have a storm drain in front of my house, is that I can advertise it as beachfront property when I sell it?
Oh, yeah. The river starts here.
The river starts here.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's a good review of that. So I've seen those things all over the place, but that's a good one for our residents. What else would you tell if a resident says, I want to do things that will keep our fish happy and our water clear and free of pollutants? What would you tell them to do besides maybe help make sure they get a storm drain marker on their curb?
Well, generally speaking, just having the awareness about the fact that the storm drains do connect directly to the streams, residents can think about any of the rainwater that falls outside. So all the water outside of your house, any activity that you do outside could potentially have impacts on your stream. So generally speaking, outdoor activities would affect that.
Yeah. So when you're talking about as a resident, as someone who either owns a home, rents a home, there are plenty of things that you can do as an individual to protect those storm drains, to protect any water that's coming off of your home. And that's really taking a look at the chemicals, focusing on reading labels. If you're applying fertilizer on your lawn specifically, make sure you're following the labels specifically. So do not over fertilize, because that's we all like our green grass and mm-hmm. everything. But when we over fertilize, and as we know now, when the rain hits, it just washes it away and goes directly down the storm drain. So that's a big one to focus on around the home, is being aware of any sort of moss or pesticides or herbicides that you're putting down, just being aware of that and following the labels. You know, other things with vehicles is being aware when you're washing your car. You're probably not going to do that right now with the rain coming, but in the summer times when you're washing your car, if you're washing it on the concrete and it's just running down the storm drain, all that soap, sediment, debris, all the metals that are coming off of your car, that's ending up in the stream as well. So if you're able to wash your car on gravel or wash it, you know, on your lawn, or take it to a facility that, you know, take it to a car wash that actually filters the water, that's another big step too. So, I mean,
yeah, as you're saying, lawn care, more is not necessarily better.
You got to talk on your microphone. There you go. Well, you guys, did we talk about dog poo?
Oh, we talk about dog poo so much, but yeah, let's talk more about
let's
it.
Let's talk about dog poo. There's a lot of dogs out there.
There are a lot of dogs.
How many dogs are in Marin County?
Last check, there was about 75,000 registered dogs in
Marin
County.
That's just registered.
Mm-hmm.
And think about how many are there that aren't registered.
Exactly. Yeah. I think doing some math, I think we had determined that they're, based on the average volume of dog poo, there's probably, that adds up to about 56,000 pounds in Marin County per day.
How many research stadiums does that fill?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Wow. That's a lot. And we want to keep that out of the storm drain, out of the streams, because?
Well, obviously, one, you think, oh, my dog, no big deal. But when you think of it in terms of that volume entering the streams, it can have a huge impact. The thing is with pet waste is when it breaks down in water, when it starts to decay, it spins up the oxygen in the water and actually depletes that, and so fish and other aquatic insects don't have that oxygen to breathe. It can actually kill the water in that area. You can create dead zones. And pet waste is really not a form of fertilizer or like you would think. Their diet is different. Their bodies are different. So it's not a good fertilizer.
Don't put it in your compost pile.
Exactly. It belongs in the garbage. So
Okay, good. So, if you just tuned in, you're listening to Waste Matters on the Air at KMUZ at 88.5 and 100.7 FM. I'm Alan Pennington, and I'm speaking with Carrie Blaylock and Kaylee Westerman, environmental specialist from Marin County. So we were talking about residents, and I think we covered most of that. And I know you guys have spent a lot of time trying to let people know about pet waste and the problems there. What about commercial operations? Do you guys also interact with the commercial industrial organizations besides just residents?
Yeah. Residents is a really big focus just based on the number, but we do have opportunities that we work with commercial businesses, and really a main focus is construction, landscaping. So those are kind of the two industries that could have potential big impacts. And so that's been a really big focus. And two of the programs that we have are catered exactly towards that. So we've got the Erosion Control Summit, and that's for construction, and that's, you know, specifically looking at ways to reduce erosion and control erosion.
Would that be exact, like examples of how to do it? I mean, we're talking about control fences and.
It's a one-day training and geared towards the construction industry and industry professionals, and it does cover best management practices on site to detain, treat, prevent runoff from construction.
Mm-hmm. And a quick plug for that.
Yeah, that event is coming up January 30th, 2018, and registration for that event opens on Monday the 16th.
And how would somebody register for that?
You can go to the City of Salem's website. We're partnered with them, and they're hosting the registration.
Just City of Salem in general? Or Public Works, or where?
You can search for the City of Salem Erosion Summit.
Okay, perfect. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep. We're also working on right now with another collaborative program across jurisdictions, the Green Infrastructure Management Training, which is for landscaping maintenance, but really focused towards green infrastructure and knowing that there is going to be more expectation for green stormwater infrastructure, bioswales, retention ponds, things that are going to filter water before it hits the stream and really prevent pollution from getting into the stream. So looking ahead and knowing that those are going to be increased, providing landscapers with an opportunity to send some of their crews, some of their folks to a training like this to understand how they operate, why they're important, how to maintain them, and just really understanding the features of that. They, you know, getting credits for the time that they're there, but really trying to, you know, again, increase education and awareness, knowing that these are going to be important features throughout Marion County, City of Salem, City of Kaiser, and our, you know, around our area mm-hmm. in the future.
And you know, just before we started our program, somebody stuck their head in here because he heard my voice and knew me, and was telling me that they were putting in a bioswale at the Temple Beth Shalom in South Salem. And again, the idea is that filtering that water that's coming off the parking lot to before it goes into the stream there. So what would be in parking lots and roads that would be a concern? I mean, there's oil that's going to drop, you know, that
yes.
you're going to drip off. But what else? What else is in there?
Zinc. Tires, actually, tire rubber has some can. Whenever it gets into the water, it can leach chemicals that are mm-hmm. harmful to fish, and it can actually make the water unsafe for humans as well. You think about tire rubber, brake dust has zinc. There's heavy metals associated, other heavy metals.
I think there's also been in the past asbestos in some of those brake linings.
Yeah, I'm not sure. That wouldn't be too far mm-hmm. off. I know that the industry has changed the content, and that's being pushed from a higher level to change the composition of brake material. But also any fluids that you would have in your car are going to be on the road. I mean, we have leaks. So that's something to be mindful of, is mm-hmm. to be sure and check your car for leaks
mm-hmm. yes.
and clean up any spills.
Yeah. Well, you know, on the Fred Flintstone cartoons, he just put his foot out, so there wasn't
that's that one
kind
way
of
to do it.
Metals. That worked pretty well. Yeah. Well, in our Earthwise program, one of the areas is, you know, storm drains and storm water. And, mm-hmm. you know, we encourage people to clean around the storm drain, and also to you know, sweep their parking lots, keep them as clean as possible. When they power wash, not to use chemicals.
Yes.
Try to if they can avoid power washing, that's a good thing. But because it's just freeing up more stuff. But if they can direct it or block up their storm drain, that's a positive.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, if you could put something over it to block it and then let that water evaporate, sweep up the material, that would be excellent.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's a fine balance with anyone, whether you're a resident or commercial business. But even for Marion County, it's a balance between the, you know, environmental impact and flooding, or your business, you know, how you operate. So we understand, you know, it's not always going to come down to what's best for the environment. But really, how can we help a business become a little bit more holistic, and that's going to impact your business? It's not going to impact your business, but we can just employ smarter ways of doing things, sweeping more often, even providing bioswales or any sort of retainment area that's going to filter that water. You know, it can beautify, you know, your location, and it's going to look great. And so ways to work with businesses and really provide them with good alternatives that are not going to be impactful, and they're not going to be harmful to the water quality too. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, so we've covered residents and commercial operations, but, you know, we live in the agricultural paradise here in Marion County.
Yes.
So what about farmers? I mean, do you guys work with the agricultural community?
Yeah, I mean, we provide technical assistance and resources, but referring back to permits and requirements and regulations, we do not regulate water quality for farm community or ag. That's actually the Department of Agriculture. They have a water quality area. And then also as a resource for them, the Marion Soil and Water Conservation District has a lot of programs to assist in that. But we do partner with them, work with them, and are always willing to provide some assistance where needed.
Mm-hmm. And now, didn't you, and I don't know if this was aimed at the farming community, but didn't you guys have a tree giveaway, a free tree giveaway?
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, we do have a streamside tree program. It's not necessarily targeted to ag. It's for anyone in the community. In the last few years, we've been working with watershed councils to promote that program. And so they can go out and see areas that need improvement in the riparian area. And then we work with them to get the trees, and then they can get the volunteers. And the North Sanium Watershed Council has been a good partner in that. Also, we're working with Pudding and Claggett Watershed Councils as well.
Yeah, and that's been a really great program. Just, you know, like Carrie said in the beginning, it started as a program that was open to anyone who was interested in planting, you know, in the riparian area. But over the past few years, it's really developed into a partnership with the watershed councils, where they're able, and they have the volunteer base already, and they're usually out in the field a lot more to know specific areas that are going to, you know, benefit from this. And the free tree program, you know, we provide the funding to obtain the trees, and we give those to the watershed council, and then they're able to plant them, providing shade, providing habitat, erosion, you know, bank control. So that's, I mean, we talked about residents and what residents can do. That's another big one. Mm-hmm. Planting trees, vegetation along riparian, along stream banks, anywhere that could potentially be impacted by erosion, sediment into the stream. But getting involved in your local watershed councils, you know, they are always looking for volunteers, hands-on, and they're great programs to work with, because Marion County doesn't necessarily have those, like, satisfying volunteer opportunities where you can go out and dig in the soil and plant the tree.
Right. Everybody wants to plant a tree.
Yeah, and feel like you've accomplished something. Yeah. But as an individual in Marion County, knowing your watershed, knowing where the streams are, knowing who the watershed councils are in your area, and being able to get involved and show your support and volunteer, those are other great ways to impact the county.
Yeah. So this is a lot of regulation. These are a lot of suggestions. These are a lot of pushes in the right direction to get the folks in the county to be more mindful of their resources and to protect them. So what does Marion County do internally? I mean, we're going to talk the talk. How do we walk the walk? Are you guys keeping everybody on the straight and narrow over in Marion County?
You bet.
Good answer. We're done here.
That's a wrap. No, we actually have one of the premier programs for best management practices. And again, I can tie this to regulation, but I won't. I'll spare you that. We do have a program in which our road crews, the county, public works, it's a program where they employ practices in order to reduce or minimize their potential impacts from road maintenance activities. So when they're out on the road and they're doing culvert repairs or catch basin cleanings or chip seal operations, vegetation maintenance, when they're out there doing these jobs that are really important, they are very mindful. They've had training. They've had they care about the water quality in the county, and they're following these practices and employing them every day to make sure that the work they do doesn't have an impact on the water quality, or at least it doesn't have as much impact. So they are trying to. They are out there doing their very best.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
And I appreciate, as a Marion County taxpayer, I appreciate that from both of you. So we're running out of time here, but if we have one last second here, is there one last thing you would like our listeners to take away from our talk today?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would say, I guess the biggest piece of feedback that we often get, and especially me, and before when Carrie was doing the outreach position, but the biggest piece of feedback that I receive when we're doing outreach about individual impact is that a lot of people feel that they can't have an impact as one single person. So if we're talking about pet waste and we're talking about, you know, picking up after your dog, oftentimes the reaction is, well, it's one dog. What is my one dog going to do when there are bigger industrial polluters out there that are going to have much more of an impact? And so, I mean, to that, I say that, you know, collectively, collective impact can have a huge difference in Marion County, in our community, in Oregon, because, you know, the EPA, Oregon DEQ, they have all listed in terms of water quality impacts, non-point source pollutions as being the biggest threat to water quality. And so that's any water that's coming off of the roads that doesn't come from a specific point. So if that's coming off of our homes, off of the streets, flowing into the storm drains like we were talking about and running into the water, that's the biggest threat to water quality. And so if we're able to individually work collectively on these little kind of tidbits that we've provided, so looking at lawn care maintenance, looking at picking up after your dog, auto care, all of those things, if we're able to collectively do that, then I think we're going to have a bigger impact than we really realize. So kind of looking beyond yourself as an individual, but realizing that the impact that you could have and talking to your neighbors about these issues, and really understanding why, the importance of it. Because we're not just talking about water quality for the sake of our environment, for the sake of what's good, but we're talking about drinking water. We're talking about recreation, the things that we all love to do in Oregon, enjoying our water, fishing, salmon, you know, wildlife. All of those resources are at stake when we're risking water quality. So that would be hopefully the takeaway that folks get from.
Well, that's a pretty good one. Well, I sure would like to thank our two guests here today so much for coming in. That's Carrie Blaylock and Kaylee Westerman for sharing their knowledge and time with us today. You've been listening to KMUZ, reaching parts of Marion, Polk, and Linn counties via 88.5 FM and 100.7 Deep Soul Central Salem for Salem and Kaiser, 100.7 FM. And if you would care to, you can join our next show here on KMUZ on Thursday, October, that would be the 26th at 1 o'clock, where we'll be talking trash and ways to avoid it with another fabulous, fabulous episode of Waste Matters on the Air. And we'll be interviewing and talking to our friends from One Fair World here in Salem about some of their environmental efforts. And, of course, this show will be podcast, as are many KMUZ shows. And all you have to do is go to KMUZ.org and find their website, and you can find podcasts of all these shows that you can download and listen to them till your heart's desire and content is fulfilled. And as always, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at environmentalservices@co.marion.or.us or check us out on Facebook or YouTube. Just search Marion County Environmental Services and you will find us. Okay? So, as an old Roman philosopher once chiseled on a wall, unless it's peace and quiet, if you don't need it, then don't buy it.